He's my neighbor. If that question was asked, we've been here before. We've been here before, but let's do it again. Who is your neighbor?
Everybody. Everybody.
To those who have an ear, let them hear. But to those who don't have an ear, they can't get it, because everybody is not their neighbor. You see, because if they get along with that person what? Is their neighbor. But if they don't get along with that person is their enemy. You know? But we as Christians, we don't see it like that. We see it like how God told us to look at it. You see, love our neighbors as yourself. How do we do such a thing?
I think treat others like you want to be treated.
Amen. The golden rule. What is the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's how we do it. That's how we treat. We love our love our neighbors as ourselves. We treat our neighbors good, no matter what color our neighbors is, no matter how much money they got, how much money they don't have, where they've been. Are you with me? Because sometimes we look at people's background before they got saved, and then within us we say, they can't be saved, because of what they've done, because this girl was a street girl, prostitute. Now she is the church. Right? That's your neighbor. No, that's not, that, some would say, what? That's not my neighbor because of what she done. Are you with me? Because when we look at it, we all have done something that we ain't proud of. Mm-hmm. Something. And does that make me not be your neighbor? Yes.
I was going to say, if we would look at other people, mm-hmm. not with the eyes of the world, but with the eyes of God, then we would see the soul that is so precious to Him.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You see, the Bible teaches, for we walk by
sight.
Faith, not by sight. Because if we walk by sight, we're in trouble, because we're going to only like the things that we like to look at. And the things that the people that we don't like to look at, we ain't going to, we're going to pass them up. A lot of homeless people be at the intersections, are they our neighbors?
Yes.
And if they are our neighbors, we ought to what?
Help them,
if we can. Now, I'm not telling you if you ain't got but a dollar to give them the dollar, you ain't got the dollar. So you might, amen? I'm not saying that, but when you can and if you can, help them when you can. Many times I have came to the light, right? And I meant to give them something, right? But here, the light is changed, right? Now, I could take the dollar or whatever, throw it out there, right? But that wouldn't be good, right? But, in my heart, I wanted to. I could turn around, right? But I don't turn around. You want to do it, but you miss it this time, right? But let the Lord see your heart that you're meant to do it. You truly meant to do it. Because, nowadays we got excuses. For everything, we call good things bad, and we call the bad things good. We have excuses many times for things. One of the excuses, I heard, they said that a man who drinks cheap wine every day, he's called a wino. Right? We've heard that. A man who drinks cheap wine every day, he's a wino. But rich folks who drink wine every day are connoisseurs. You know? They say this is where we're at in these days. Right? And we call good things. We got a name for bad things. We try to name the bad things good and the good things bad. And that's dangerous. You know, but remember what the Bible says, for those who have an ear, let them hear. That's, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, when I was listening to you, what you were saying, sometimes we don't take that opportunity when it presents itself. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we could do, as you say, have a good heart, if we offer up a prayer for that person that we saw, and pray that the Lord send someone else around and help them, you know, forgive me that I omitted my opportunity, but send somebody else, at least we can offer prayer in their behalf, that whatever they need will be taken care of, you know.
And that's why prayer is powerful, prayer is good, and we must stay on what? Praying ground.
Yes.
Because if we don't pray,
Who will?
We as Christians, we must stay on praying ground. We must stay that way on praying ground. Remember, you think about Noah, right? In the days, God said that he was upset with man's choice, and he was going to destroy the world. But there was one man who God saw. Right? One man, right, who changed, you know, who made God, you know. God didn't change, but God had compassion. Are you with me? And that one, well, what if that one man wasn't there? You see? What if he wasn't there? It's good that he was there, right? Amen. It's good that he was there, because if he wasn't there, then where would we be? Where would we be? But who is our neighbor? Sometimes we look at people who could pay us back if we loan them, our neighbor, right? And people who can't pay us back, we don't look at them as being our neighbor. It's just like we said about the people who are homeless or whatnot, right? Sometimes we, you know, if we don't look at them as being our neighbor, we're not neighborly. We don't have that love in our hearts for our neighbor, because everybody may not be where we at, where we are. And let us be careful that we don't be in that same predicament one day. Because sometimes we're thinking that we'll never be in that kind of predicament. You know, the people across seas in Ukraine, these people living like everybody else, and all of a sudden bombs. They're just tearing up the hospitals, tearing up the schools where the kids are, tearing up apartment buildings, just bombing every place. These people may not, they probably have thought that this would never happen to us. It would never happen to us, but it happened. In Israel, those kids out there, now I'm not going along with what they were doing, partying and whatnot, you know, but they were people. They were neighbors, right? And these people went over there and they just shot them up, killed them up. Are you with me? I mean, they did some horrible things, shooting, they shot babies and whatnot. And those people didn't have no idea such a thing would happen. So we must be careful that these things don't happen to us by doing good when we can. Are you with me? When we can do good. You know, because it might come a time when we're going to need good be done to us. Did I say that right? You know? We're gonna need some good being done to us. Treat people good, you know, even though they treat us bad. The Bible teaches us to love your enemy. You know, that's heavy. Your enemy, that's your neighbor. That same person that you just can't get along with, right? That neighbor that has that music on all night loud, and they turn it up. Or if you ask them to turn it down, they turn it up. Mm-hmm. Because you don't pay no bill here, you know. Mm-hmm. I pay the bill here. If I'm going to listen to loud music, I'm going to listen to it. And that person you got to pray for. Are you with me? That person that said something to you terrible, hurt your feelings, I mean just tore you all down. God said to love that person because that person is your what? Neighbor. Is it easy? No. But with God, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we as Christians have to, again, look at Jesus. Mm-hmm. What if he would have said, okay, mm-hmm. look at what they're doing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, why should I do what I was sent to do?
Okay.
It's our duty. He said, you know, walk in his footsteps. Mm-hmm. So how can we be any different?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if we see somebody in need, then we need the help.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the help without expecting anything back.
Yes, ma'am. That's very important. And I like what you said, do what Jesus, walk in his footsteps. If you want to be a Christian, it ain't no easy task.
Mm-mm.
Are you with me? It ain't like, you know, I'm saved now and everything is lighted up. You know? Because you're saved, that's when the devil's going to come after you.
Okay.
Are you with me? And as soon as you get up out of that water, you shouldn't have gone in the water in the first place. Right? As soon as you get up, here he is. Mm-hmm. Remember Jesus? As soon as Jesus was baptized, he was taken up into the, you know, into that here, that mountain, right? Right? And that's how it is. You see, when we look at Pharaoh, he killed the babies. Are you with me? When we look at the New Testament, we look at Herod, he killed the babies. You see, the devil want to kill us as soon as we, because when we're first baptized, we are babies in Christ. And that's what he want to get us, when we don't know what we're doing. We don't really know. Are you with me? If he can get us away from the rest of the Christians who do know, right, he will eat us up. Are you with me?
Can that remind me of a story that I'm concerned about? Father and son was walking along the edge of the ocean, and a big wave came in, and it put a bunch of starfish out all out there, and they were all squirming to get back in the water, and the little boy was out there throwing back as fast as could.
Mm-hmm.
His father said, son, you'll never get all those back in there. He said, well, Father, the ones I did are very grateful.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's powerful, mm-hmm. You know? That's powerful. And we have to have that Christian life. Attitude, that Christian mind, that Christian heart, that Christian heart of love. You ain't got love, you ain't got it. Are you with me? If love ain't there, you ain't got it. I ain't got it. You know, just because I'm up here, the one who's teaching this class, like I got it, if I ain't got love, I ain't got it either.
Yeah.
Are you with me? You must have love. Without love, first of all, it is what? Impossible. To please God, without faith, without love, you can't. Love don't separate us from God. Love bring us together with God. And we must have that kind of love for our neighbors. The poor neighbors. Are you with me? You know, we sometimes we do more for the rich neighbors than the poor neighbors, because the rich neighbors could what? Pay us back.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? So you know, we try to stay out of view of the poor because they know they're going to ask for something. You know, so we try to stay out of view. And, you know, we got the phone now, you know, where if you, you know, you call, you can see, you know, who's calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is you know, don't answer. But, you know, I remember, you know, it's like, every gadget man make is kind of like it's bad for us. You know? I remember you could be with me, I could be walking down the street right? You know those phone booths? And if I heard the phone ringing, right, I just had to answer it. That's me now, right? Brother Pastor, you crazy. Yeah, maybe, right? But, you know, why is that phone ringing, right? Who is it, right? You'd answer it. If you got a phone at home, you know, especially when you was dating, you know, remember? That phone ring, they don't have brothers and sisters, you know. Oh, man, you'd be killing one and try to hurt one another to get to that phone, right? And you get on that phone and you just, you know, it's the right person on that line and you're just happy, right? But now, you know, we see that name, right? and it goes straight there to voicemail. And then you don't answer it back, you know, because you ought to give people the respect too, right? You got voicemail for a reason. If you hear somebody say, please call me back, don't you think you should?
Yeah.
Right? Especially, you know, if you know the person. I'm going to talk about, those calls that you get, not that, but I'm saying just like a Brother McLaughlin, we got some, you know, some tension going on. He calling me, you know, and I see, you know, I see his number, you know, just let it go. It goes straight to voicemail, and I don't call back, right? That's not neighborly. The neighborly thing to do is to call her back, right? You just, you know, brother, I see your number, you know, right? Because if you don't call back, it just so happens you might see that person in the street. I meant to call you because you didn't know you're lying, right? I meant to call you. I saw your number. I'm telling you, I was so busy, right? I meant to call you, but it just didn't work out like that, right? But neighborly. And if your neighbor is rich, right, you know, we would call them back, right? Yeah. We would make sure that we get with them, because when I say we, I'm not speaking about you, all right? I'm speaking about me and those other people. But anyway, when they call, right, we want to hear what they got to say. We want to have a conversation with them. It's just right, because they got something, you know? They got something that I like to have, or they got what I got. Because if they don't have what I got, they might want what I got. So I ain't gonna speak to the people who what? Don't have what I got. I'm gonna speak to the people who either got what I got or got more than I got. That's gonna, you know, those are my neighbors, you see. But our neighbors, it's just like in here. We are brothers and sisters, all right? We treat one another neighborly. We treat one another with respect. That respect is due. That's very important, that you respect folks. Because when you don't respect people, you can't expect to get respect, right? And respect is very important. It's just like I was brought up saying, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. But today is kind of different. Yeah, what you want? You know? That's what has happened to us. Right, and when we think like that, it's no respect that we have for one another, and when we don't have respect, we really don't care. You know, we really.
I was going to say, among us Christians,
yes, sir,
it goes further than respect.
Mm-hmm.
It has the love that we have for one another.
Yes, sir.
And that in itself produces respect for one another. But I think it really begins with the love we have for each other.
That's exactly. That love. You see, there ain't nothing above love. You see, there is faith. Faith brings you to love, but love is... Love. When faith brings you to love, love becomes the top thing.
Exactly.
You see, because the Bible says God so loved us. Right? First. The first thing God did was what? Love us. And that's the first thing we ought to do to one another is what? Love one another. Okay? I've heard someone say that.
I was just going to expound on that. In Mark, when he talks to the man who wants to know who are the greatest commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, of course, we know is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mm-hmm. and mind. Mm-hmm. And the second is love your neighbor. There's two no greater than these. And when you think about it, if that's the greatest thing that Jesus told us to do, man, that should be at the top of our list, you know? Because if you have the love of God in you, then your neighbor's a piece of cake. Loving the Lord is so important to our salvation as Christians.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Heavy.
And we're all created in the image
mm-hmm.
of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
So we see His handiwork whenever we see a fellow human being.
Mm-hmm.
And out of respect for the Creator, we show due honor to His creation.
Mm-hmm. It is very important to go ye therefore. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Go ye therefore. Now, this house is a bad house. Is that house therefore?
Mm-hmm.
Like this good house over here?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Is that house therefore?
Mm-hmm.
To that wine or that drunkard, right? Is that therefore?
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's therefore.
Mm-hmm.
To that prostitute, is that therefore? To that millionaire, is that therefore?
Mm-hmm.
To our boss who could give us a raise if we act right, is that therefore?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Many, many is afraid to go to their bosses and tell them about Christ. Are you with me? To tell you the truth, I was one time, right? Because I had a mean Jared Billiger, I had a mean boss. I mean, he was evil, right? And, you know, you couldn't talk to him, you know, because he was just nasty. He was evil, right? But I was supposed to go there for him and at least mention Jesus' name, right? You know, I was supposed to, but I was afraid because I was thinking that if I said that to him, I'm gonna lose my job. Are you with me? Let me leave that man alone. Let him, you know, let somebody else do it. Right? But God is expecting what? Us to do it. Are you with me? To go ye therefore to that neighbor, to that person. Don't be afraid. You might lose your job, but you won't lose your relationship with God. Are you with me? You know, the Bible says, what is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? You see? And to tell you the truth, this wasn't yesterday now or last year. Now, this was years ago. I was afraid because I said, this man, he's going to fire me. I need my job. I can't go home to Barbara. Say, Barbara, man, I got fired. You know. I couldn't, you know. So I'm going to have to do things smartly, wisely, and I'm going to have to leave that man alone. Just if he want to be evil, let him be evil. Right? I had some tracks, right? You know, I said, maybe if I give him a track, he said, no, you better not do that, you know, because you have enough problems with the fellas who you're working with, right? And you give him a track, he gonna fire you. He gonna, we can happen like that. Someone that said like this, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You heard that?
Yeah.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You see, and you know, we that love, that's first place. We got to have that when we go, because out there is a harvest of neighbors.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, sometimes it's not necessary when you're thinking about the therefore to necessarily go to the house of that person. Mm-hmm. Therefore can also be therefore show who you mm-hmm. belong to. Mm-hmm. Like bring Jesus up in your conversations mm-hmm. with the person. Mm-hmm. Let them see
exactly.
who you belong to.
Exactly.
That can sometimes draw a person more than if you go directly
yes,
and say, you know, this here is what I need to tell you.
Okay. You know, that's a good point. Because, you know, I've been working with some people. And you know, in my line of work, I'm a retired bricklayer. But I still, you know, do some work, right? And that's the evilest bunch of people in the world. I don't know what it is, right? Holloway Crawford, you could ask him. Those people, I don't know what it is. They are very much evil, right? I don't know what is it, the dust or the mortar? What is it, right? But it's big evil. Now, I don't know about the rest of the jobs, right? I work construction for years, many years, right? And other jobs may be like that, but I can't tell you about them, but I can tell you about construction. I mean, it's crazy evil, right? And you go to them, and the first thing they say is, don't judge me. But like you said, right, your actions, somebody's watching you. Are you with me? Remember, just like they're your neighbors, you are what? Their neighbors also.
But I want to let you know that ain't the only job that's like that.
Okay.
I ain't saying I worked them all, but I've worked plenty of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And you find people like that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them ain't even got no job, and they like that.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
But, This is good for our lesson of what we do. We learn in Sunday school how to deal mm-hmm. with things. So we know we have to love. We know we have to try to pattern our life behind Christ. We learn this. Out there in the world, we're bombarded every day with do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do what Christ do. Do what I do. If you want to be accepted, do what the world does.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want us to ridicule, tease, joke, put you put the spotlight on you, make fun of you, put you down, join us. If not,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be ridiculed. Trying to be like Christ is just like you saying, going to your boss, you know. We don't want this one not to like me because they know I'm a Christian. It's easier for me to blend in with the crowd than to be separate and stand aside. Then I got the whole crowd at me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We bombarded with this every day, all day.
Yeah.
But we don't have and I'm not offering this as an excuse. What I'm saying, this is what we learn in Sunday school, how to go about doing what, how to stand alone, how to have the courage
mm-hmm.
to stand alone. And you don't have to actually get up and say nothing to nobody about Christ mm-hmm. for them to know
yes.
that you got Christ in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you start being different, when you stop laughing at the jokes,
mm-hmm.
when you stop speaking like they speak,
mm-hmm.
when you start dressing like you got sense, you know, when you do anything that's not what they do, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. So you already showing that bullseye on your back. Mm-hmm. And then you let them know why.
You know, the young men, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
You know the young men who got their pants all the way down?
Yeah.
You know,
women work.
And you send your kid, you know, up like that. You know, your kid mm-hmm. come back. What? Are you ready for me? Yeah. So they trying to get along with that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but like I said, in word and deed, we are neighbors also. And when people look at us, we got to give them a good example.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, those jobs that I was working on, and like I said, you know, I'm sure it's evil is everywhere. But I can speak on this one, yeah. Right? I can give you a test on this one, right? Because I know. No disrespect, but mm-hmm. but people, in other words, these people, some of those people who saw me saw something different. Are you with me? They some would come to me and said, you know, you're different, you know, and that's what we're supposed to show if we don't say. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? It's about show and tell.
A lot of people, I think, are convicted by our actions instead of our words.
Exactly.
Because
mm-hmm. if we act a fool, right? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, we're not to show evil to evil, mm-hmm. because we know that God is the one who is going to repay mm-hmm. them mm-hmm. for that evil.
Exactly.
We don't have to prove anything to mm-hmm. them except that we do love and care mm-hmm. in our actions and in our words. Mm-hmm.
Change is the only constant.
Yeah.
As Christians, we're either going to change them or they're going to change us.
Exactly. We got to be careful. And that person who you're driving too slow in front of, and they come by, they speed by you with that and give you that finger. Mm-hmm. You say, "Okay, neighbor, that's our neighbor." Are you with me? That's, you know, we don't. As soon as I get home, I'm gonna tell God to put something on you bad. Right, so, that's our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, and I'm sure that you have went through this before. You know, I like I told you before, I remember I was going the speed limit, right, doing the right thing. This person behind me, right, must have been late for work one morning, right. I don't have nothing to do with that, right? You're late. I don't want to get a ticket, right? I'm supposed to respect the law of the land.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
But that person is mad at me now, my neighbor, for going too slow, for doing the speed limit. I've been there before, right? If I had to be to work at 9 o'clock, back in the days, now this wasn't yesterday. If I had to be to work at 9 o'clock, right? And it takes me 30 minutes to get there, right? Ordinarily, it takes me 30 minutes to get there. But if I go fast, it would take me 15 minutes to get there. So, what I would do is wake up 15 minutes later so I can go fast, right? So, when I go fast, nobody should be in my way. Because if you're in my way, you're in trouble. I'm trying to get to work. I ain't trying to get fired. It's, you know, but that's how we are, right? And we come out the house 15 minutes later than we're supposed to be. If you just come on out, you know, just like I've learned to come out in good time. Just like you gotta count for maybe an accident or, you know, something like that, right? You just come early. You know, and you get there early, and you know, so what? But if you get there late, that's trouble, right? And just like coming to church, right? We have to be on time. I could do a little bit better than that because I've been coming just like right there, right? I'm just as bad as who I'm talking about, right? But it's good that you come earlier to get there, so you won't have to have this, you know, you don't have to be that neighbor who's mad at the neighbor in the front of you for doing the speed limit, knowing you got to be such and such a place at such and such a time, right? That's our neighbor, and we ought to be neighborly to our neighbor, right? Especially us Christians. We love our neighbor as ourselves. We love our neighbors as ourselves. You know, we see a man down, we pick him up. The story about the Good Samaritan, remember? Now, the Samaritans didn't have anything to do with the Jews. That was just like what's kind of like what's going on now. It's, you know, they didn't have anything. We know the story, right? It didn't have anything to do with the Jews. The Jews didn't have anything to do with them. But it said that a priest came, and he saw this man hurt on the side of the road, and it said that he kept on. It could be that he left because he wasn't supposed to touch nothing, you know, impure, you know, could be. And then another came, right? And he, are you with me? But the enemy of this particular man came by, right? And the Samaritan, who's showing us what we're supposed to be, what? Showing them. You see, the Samaritan is just like a person who is not a Christian, right? And you have some people who are not Christians doing some things better than we as Christians are doing, right? But that particular man saw his neighbor. Right? He saw his neighbor, and he didn't pass his neighbor up because he looked at it like this. That could have what? Been me. Are you with me? You've heard me sing this song, it could have been the other way. How many of you? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember it could have been the other way? No? But anyway, you see, it could be the other way.
Yeah.
Just like I said, you know, the bombing that's going on, it's like, it ain't going, that don't happen here. Are you with me? That happens over there. Are you with me? You know, when the planes ran into the World Trade Center, right? It happened here. Are you with me? We never thought nothing whatsoever like that would have happened. Never ever. That stuff happened over in Europe and Egypt and places like India. Stuff, you know, that don't happen here. You know, that happens in the Arab states, in those, you know, states like that. But it happened here. It happened here. Are you with me? And sometimes we get to the point, we just, it don't happen here. You know, and we get relaxed. Are you with me? But don't get so relaxed because the devil is on the prowl. Okay? You know, when we read the scripture, says, you know, that time is near. That time is near. So the devil is busy. He want to get us off track. Are you with me? He want to cut us. He want to cut our love all to pieces that don't even look like love. Are you with me? We call it love, this, when a man marry a man. That's what we call it, love. Are you with me? We say that's love. When a woman marry a woman, that's love. Are you with me? We're calling good bad and bad good. We're giving names to bad things, good names to bad things, and bad names to good things. Are you with me? And that's not neighborly. That's you know, when we go out, we ought to teach as a neighbor. Are you with me? Show people, show them love who never seen love before. Because a lot of people never, you know, don't know love. Are you with me? They know living. Are you with me? They know that they're supposed to get up early in the morning and take a shower. You know, they know they're supposed to eat breakfast and eat lunch or whatever. They got that. But they don't really know what love is. We know because we want to know. Are you with me? We want to know what love is. Loving the second commandment of all times, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what we're supposed to do. Love our neighbor. I'm your neighbor, you are my neighbor. It's not a person who needs something. It's, that person ain't our neighbor. Are you with me? The person who is our neighbor is the person who could give something. Are you with me? Not that person who needs something because, you know, you start giving them, they're going to keep coming back for more and more. Are you with me? And you know, make you want to move. You know? But that is something about love that we need to, if we don't know it, we need to learn. Just keep on keeping on, right? The Bible says, ask and it shall be answered. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That means seek it. Seek God. God is love. That means knock at God's door. That's love. He'll let you in. Ask of God what you truly need, and he'll give it to you. Amen? Am I all right?
Yeah,
2 minutes? Anybody, you got anything to say?
I was going to say, it's in every human being to seek love.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we need, and mm-hmm. I believe it's a God-given thing. But Satan has given the world so many options before people go to find that love mm-hmm. and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our responsibility to show them what true love is mm-hmm. about, what God love is about. It's not about being abusive. It's not about, dragging people down into the mud,
mm-hmm.
which that's what Satan has put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why so many people are lost. They're so attracted to this and thinking they get the love and acceptance that they want that they don't want to move from it until they hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then a lot of them will find, you know, that this is not the way to go. But it is our job to show the world mm-hmm. that there's a better way.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, when you're on your job, you should be that person they see, you know, and they, you know, they see that different. They see that's, you know, something that they want to be. And they're asking themselves, within themselves, what must I do to be like that? Let me go to them and ask them, what must I do? How are you like that? You know, at break time we smoke and so forth and so on. We indulge, you know, and this and that. And you never come over there. Well, you know, how do you do that? You know, you don't care what they're talking about you. They're saying terrible things about you, and you don't even care. Tell me, what you got? You know, what you got? I got God in my heart. Yes, ma'am.
So love is not what the world defines it to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
It's what God is.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. God is love. Yes, ma'am. Yes, God is love. And God so loved us till he gave. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They call love something different. Are you interested in what love is? Love is not, it's like I said, the people saying that God, you know, it was a preacher, real quick, there was a preacher in Atlanta, I think. And he was a gospel preacher. He was preaching, you know. He was a good preacher, and it said that his son, right? his son was a song leader, mm-hmm. you know, a dynamic mm-hmm. song leader, right? And he the preacher, he would preach against that, you know, he would, you know, homosexuality, he would preach against it. It was wrong, right? You know, but he was preaching, he was telling the truth that, you know, you don't turn them down from coming to the Lord. You just tell them they can't stay like that. He was teaching the truth, right? And he found out that his son was, he was gay. And it said that he was hurt, but he loved his son. Are you with me? And it said that he changed God's word. He kind of like, just a little bit, you know. He changed it some. Are you with me? And it says, when he changed it, it said a lot of people left. A lot of people left. But a lot of people who agreed with him came. Are you with me? So what is the truth? God's word. Are you with me? Whether you know, the Bible teaches, though hand join in hand, the unrighteous will not go unpunished. Just because it's a lot of us who agree that man could marry a man, and we're all in it together. You know, Jerry is a millionaire. Oh my goodness, McLaughlin.
I ain't got no money, McLaughlin.
He is wise. He's smart. He's computer savvy. Right, right. You know, these are the people we need to be with. Right. Mm-hmm. These are the people. Right. Even if they think, even if they believe that love is, that's what love is. Mm-hmm. I'm going with them because they got something. Mm-hmm. Huh? But remember, Jesus came lowly.
We are to love all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
But we are to hate
the way
some of the activities that are in.
Yes, right.
Homosexuality, mm-hmm. prostitution, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to love that soul.
Yes, right.
That is within that body.
Yes, right.
That doesn't mean that we have to agree with what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we need to
focus
really
on.
Teach.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard Christians say, you don't want nothing to do with these people.
Yeah.
But how are we going to save them?
How you love
if
your
we
neighbor?
Have nothing to do with them.
How does that love your neighbor?
Exactly.
How does that love your neighbor? Jesus, for that woman who was caught in adultery. She ran to Jesus.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Jesus could have said, what you coming to me for, you know? But he accepted her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you know, long story short, at the end, she says, where are your accusers?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
He said, for you without sin, cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
And they left. He said to her, where are your accusers? She said, they are gone. He said, well, you go. And what? Sin no more.
Yeah.
He accepted the sinner, but he's not accepting the sinner.
Exactly.
Okay? Amen. So we ask, and it shall be given. Seeking, and we will find.
Yeah.
Knocking, we'll be open to us. If you want it, you got it. All you got to do is open up that gift that God has given you already.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of Christians going to be surprised who they're going to see in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Because of people that they thought had no right to be there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just like, you know, like I'm speaking about prostitutes, but forgive me. But it was a girl who was a prostitute, and she got saved. And she came to the congregation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people didn't want to sit by her. She had to kind of like sit. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
By herself. But it said that she didn't give up. She saw that, right? At the end of the service, nobody would, you know, would mm-hmm. want to, only a few would come to her and, you know, shake her hand or whatever, right? But she was determined that she wanted to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? She was determined that she wanted to go to heaven, no matter what those people think or what they did. Are you with me? Because God didn't look at the man, the sinner. He looked at the sin. That was wrong. God hates sin. Sin, what does sin do? It
Separates
us from God. Time up?
Yes.
Okay.